always enjoy preaching at the home church. Amen. I've said it before, but you guys are easy to preach to. Amen. There's a lot of churches you can't say that about. Amen. But I'm glad to be preaching at home. Amen. Philippians chapter 1. Go ahead and turn your Bibles. Philippians chapter 1. Amen. Always a privilege to preach here at home. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a lot of issues in our world today. And I was reading a statistic not long ago, and it said that every year for the past, I think it was 30 years, there'd usually be between 0.5% and 1% jump in suicides. And that was average for it would grow about by 0.5% to 1% each year. But in the last 4 years, it's jumped in the double digits every year almost. Man, how sad is it that there's so many people in this world that have no way out, have no way that they can, they feel like they're in that bad of shape that there's only one way to get out of the place they're in. Amen. I'm so glad that I don't have to worry about thinking that my life is over because of a mistake I've made. Amen. I was reading, it was given different reasons why a lot of people do so. I mean, everything from relationships that have come to an end to financial issues. Amen. If it was financial issues, I wouldn't be here today. Trust me, I would have been gone a long time ago if I was worried about finances that bad. Amen. Financial issues. Some people, current events. It gets to them so bad, they feel like the world or the nation is in such bad shape, there's no use even going on any farther. Amen. People in this world are so consumed by what's going on around them that they're willing to end their own life to get away from it. Man, I simply want to talk to us a little bit on how Christ can make life worthwhile. Amen. I don't have a big fancy sermon for you today, but I hope that you can get what I'm trying to tell us. Amen. The Lord's dealt with me about it. Amen. Let's read there. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. It's a very simple verse here. It says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Amen. For me to live is Christ, and to die is vain. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that you could ask them, what makes life worth living? What makes life worth living? You know, if you go to a doctor, they'd tell you it's the liver. It's the liver. That's what makes life worth living. If your organs are running, your organs are working correctly, then that makes life worth living. You can live in happiness and peace. You can live a life out of pain. Amen. That's what makes life worth living, the ability that for your body to keep on going. I mean, you know, there's some people, they'd tell you, your health is great and all, but it's more with the family, you know, with the people, with the lives around you. That's what it's really all about. The lives that you get to touch, you know, you get to have children and grandchildren, and if you make it that long, great-grandchildren, and who knows, maybe great-great, I don't know, but if you can make it that far, you know, all the family you can have and the love that you can share with them, that's what makes life worth living. I mean, you can talk to a wealthy person, not me, but you can talk to a wealthy person, and you can ask them what makes life worth living. They say, you know, it's the living that you make. It's the living that you make. You know, it's what you have, your resources that you have at your disposal. That's what makes life worth living. That's what makes it worth getting up in the morning, knowing that, you know, you're going to be able to build your bank account or build your portfolio, that you'll be able to have more and do more because you got up that day and you made something of yourself. Amen. But you know what? If you ask a saint of God, they'll tell you it's the life that you live that makes life worth living. Amen. You know, there's nothing more important in this world. It doesn't matter if you don't have any finances. It doesn't matter if you don't have a big old family. It doesn't matter if you're just in mediocre health your whole life. Amen. But the life that you do live is what makes it worth it in the end. Amen. You know, I mentioned a little bit ago that suicide is at an all-time high. Suicide is getting out of hand. Younger generations today, it used to be that less than 1% of people under 20 would commit suicide. And now it's the biggest category of young people. I'm not preaching about suicide today, but this is something that really made an impact on me. It said that they have gotten to a point, the younger generation feels more pressure for what happens in their lives, and they feel like even the slightest thing that could take place in their life could ruin them forever. I mean, young children even feel like they can do away with their life. There was a young girl, 11 years old, Some things got out about her throughout her school. Some pictures and things about her home life got out. And she was, at 11 years old, she felt like her life was no longer worth living because of the consequences of an 11-year-old's actions. You know, we live in a sad state today that even someone so young could feel like that they can never outlive the consequences of what they've done. We live in a sad world today that people don't feel like there's any escape from the things that they have partaken in their life. You look at these younger people that have committed suicide, their liver is fine. In other words, their organs, their body is healthy. They, as a person, are in perfectly good shape. They can keep on living life for many years, yet they still end their lives. You know, their living is fine. They're not broke. They're not destitute. I mean, they're not just barely making it. Many of them can be very well off, yet still feel like life is not worth living. But in their life is ruins, and they know no escape. Amen. Sure, their body is in good condition. They may have plenty of money in their bank account, yet they still do not see a reason to live. Amen. Because of what has happened in their life. Amen. But I believe that I serve a God today that can take a life and make it worth living. Amen. You know, the verse we read today, that was Paul that penned that, and he was in prison. I mean, man, he was getting a little bit older. He was thrown in a prison. He probably wasn't treated the best of the prisoners there. He was rejected. He was rebuked. He was thrown into this prison. He was pained by the thorn in the flesh that he felt. He was pained, and he was rejected of society. And yet, even though Paul was in a difficult place in his life, a hardship in his life, he penned these words, yet to live is Christ. To live is Christ. You know, how many of us, if we would have been in those same circumstances, to live is hardship and trial. To live is to suffer for our God. To live is pain and destitute. No, he was simply saying, you know what? No matter what I go through in this life, simply that I am able to breathe another breath, to worship my God and to praise him, it is worth living. Worth living. What is it about God that can make a life worth living? Amen. You know, how can Christ make my life worthwhile? You may look at yourself and say, look at what I've done. Look at my past. Look at the family I've come from. Look at my deeds. But how can I ever get beyond that? How can I ever have a life that would be worth living? Amen. God has a life in store for you, and he wants something for your life today. Amen. You know, he gives a conscience that you can live with. A conscience you can live with. Many in this world live and act as if they no longer have regret. They live like they don't care what the consequences are for each and every action. They are not concerned with what goes on because of what the things they have done. It is as if they have silenced their conscience. Amen. They live a life of wickedness and ill repute, and all they care about is the joy and happiness it might bring them. And we can look at them and say, how can they even live with themselves? Amen. But truly inside, even though we look on and it seems like they have no regret, there is something yearning inside of them for joy and satisfaction. They feel the consequence. They feel the disapproval of themselves. They feel as they realize how horrible of condition they are in, yet they still just cannot find a way to get beyond it. Amen. They can't take that inner disapproval that they feel. They try to silence it. They try to cover it up. They try to do small things, give to charities, do little actions here and there, maybe give to society in different ways, trying to calm that voice in them that is voicing the disapproval of their life. And they do all these different things trying to silence that, but still to no way that it will ever be done. Amen. They try to escape the guilt, but it never happens. It never takes place. Amen. There's something in a man that cries out, and it's something in a man that cries out for a heart that can forget the past. Amen. Man, we have a memory. They say that man's mind is the same thing of a million terabytes of computer memory. And for those of you that don't know, that's a whole lot. Amen. There's something about a man's mind that we have ability to remember the slightest details. Not me, but a lot of other folks. They can remember things. They can think back. They can, you know, the consequences of their actions, the things they've done, the people they've hurt. And no matter what they do, they never have the ability to forget it. Never have the ability to forget what they've done. Amen. There was a man that wrote a poem. I actually wanted to read it to you. I usually don't do this because I'm not very good at reading poems, honestly, but I wanted to read this. It said, "I sat alone with my conscience in a place where time had ceased, and we talked of my former living in a land where the years increased. The ghosts of forgotten actions came floating before my sight, and the things that I thought were dead things were alive with a terrible might. And I know of the future judgment, how dreadful soar to be. To sit alone with my conscience will be judgment enough for me." And man, you know, that's the life that so many people live. They can't be alone. They can't sit in silence. They can't allow themselves to be idle for a moment, because as soon as they do, that past, the things that they've done before, the life they've lived comes back to haunt them, and they cannot get away from it. Amen. Some people, they go to a point that they can't take it anymore, and some of them end their lives. Some of them go off into a horrible lifestyle, continually doing wickeder, more and more wicked things, trying to get away from those thoughts. Some people dig themselves into different depression and trying to find a way to escape because of the life they have lived. Amen. But there is little greater condemnation than our own hatred for our past. Amen. There is no greater condemnation that you can feel than the hatred for the things that you have done. Amen. Man himself condemns himself enough for what he's done in his life, let alone the condemnation that God puts upon sin. Amen. But I want to tell you today that there is a cleansing for a conscience. There is a cleansing for that which burdens you. There is a cleansing for that which you cannot get out of your mind. Amen. And Jesus made a way for us today that we could be cleansed of these thoughts in our mind. We could be cleansed of the things that we can't get away from. We sang about it today. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus. Let me read this verse to you. It says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Amen. All that it's saying is that there's no greater remedy to remove those thoughts of your past. There's no greater remedy to remove those things which you have done from your mind than the blood of Jesus. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. But Jesus is able to cleanse you. He is able to wash you. He is able to give you the strength you need to keep on going. Amen. The blood of Jesus gives a conscience that you can live with, because he takes that guilt, he takes that past, and he washes it with his blood. Amen. Aren't you glad today that we serve a God that can take a guilty conscience, that can take a life that has been ruined in sin and make it worth living again? Amen. Another thing that Jesus can do to make your life worthwhile is he gives you a creed that you can live by. It's called faith. Amen. Faith is something that makes life worth living. Amen. There's a story of a man that he was walking through this terrible blizzard and he couldn't see in front of him. He was just trying to make it through. He was getting close to a town there, and he was just trying to make it through. He was walking, and the snow was building up on him, and it was burning his face, and it was getting to a point he couldn't go much farther, but he saw a small light up ahead, and he made his way up to that light, and he knocked on the door, and they let him in. Amen. And they gave him some food. They gave him some warmth. They let him sit by the fire, and the man that owned that house, his name was Credo, which in Greek is believe. I believe. Amen. And you know what? He said that I came through that storm, and he said, I found refuge in belief. Amen. You know, I want to tell you today that this world is full of nothing but letdowns. It's full of nothing but empty promises. Amen. And you have been walking through life just looking for something to help you through, looking for something to give you the ability to keep on going, to make this life worth living, to keep it worth going. But let me tell you today that God has given you something that you can keep to and hold on to, and that is called faith. Amen. If you will but believe, if you will but trust in His name, amen, it'll be worth living. Amen. What is that Paul said? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you will but have faith in you, if you would but get the strength of God in your life, you will find that this walk gets a whole lot easier, that this journey gets a whole lot easier when you have something to believe in. Amen. Christ takes a life of insufficiency and shows us through faith in Him that there is a better way. Amen. You might not be worth a plug nickel. You might not have a life that has anything really of value to it. But let me tell you now that if you give it to God, in return, He gives you something that could never be replaced, and that is a life with purpose, a life with a plan. Amen. This world has gone all over. They go to life coaches. They go to career coaching. They go to seminars. They read books trying to find something that gives their life a purpose. Amen. But God is the only purpose for which man is worth living. Amen. What a wretched life it is without God to guide us. Amen. Christ is that which makes a life worth living. A life worth living. Amen. When you have faith in something that is greater than yourself, you can look beyond what yourself goes through because you are focused on what is greater. Amen. If you're in the hardest trial, the darkest times, the most horrible circumstances, amen, you're able to make it through because you know that there is somebody in control. You know that there is someone that has a plan for that which you are facing. Amen. If you will but cling to God, if you will but hold to Him, He will make your life worth living through the faith that He will give you. Amen. He also gives you a cause that you can live for. A cause to live for. Life is nothing without something to live for. Life is nothing. If there was no greater purpose, if there was no greater reasoning for being here, what a horrible life this would be. Amen. If our faith and hope was of this world alone, we would be the most, we would just be the most cast down people. We would be of all men most miserable if we had nothing beyond what this life is. Amen. The life of a sinner is solely focused on achieving satisfaction and self-indulgence, a search for joy in this dark place. Amen. A sinner has nothing to really cling to. Amen. A person that lives in sin, they have really nothing that they can hold of value. They may show you money that they can't keep. They may show you family that could leave them. Amen. They can show you this great empire they have, but their reign will be over when their life is. Nothing that can truly bring joy, nothing that is lasting can be made of this world. Amen. Today, you can have something worth living for, something more than money, something more than wealth or fame, but there is a God that can give you something that is truly wonderful. Amen. Because the life of a saint cares not of this world, because we have a greater hope, and that is to further the cause of Christ. Amen. You can go through your career. You can reach the greatest position. You can reach the greatest point, and you can have people under you to tell what to do. Amen. And that's wonderful. I'm happy for it. But at the same time, it means nothing. Amen. You give your life to God. You spend a life that is reaching out to others to see others saved. You spend your life trying to bring somebody else to know Him. Amen. There is joy in knowing that the benefits of what you have done are not going to end when you die. Amen. But there is going to be a kingdom sure increase that is going to go on a little bit farther because you did something for God. Amen. Let me tell you, sinner friend, if you're here today, amen, you may live a life, you feel like everything you do amounts to nothing, but you give your life to God, you do something for God, and you will feel the benefits. You will realize that there is more to be gained in the kingdom of God than anywhere else in this world. You can find purpose today. Amen. You can feel useless, that you could just disappear today and there'd be no consequence in this world. Amen. You ever left from work before for a couple days or vacation and you came back and it was like you were never gone? You ever went to work or maybe you left and did something and when maybe you left the church even and went on a trip and you came back and maybe somebody didn't even realize that you left. Like, well, you know, how important am I? What about me? You know, oh, woe is me. Nobody cares. Amen. But let me tell you that if you live a life for God, if you live a life that is trying to grow the kingdom of God, amen, you do make a difference. You make a difference in this world. Amen. Also, it gives us something to live towards. Amen. I'm so glad that I have something to live for in this world. Amen. It gives us a consummation to live for. Amen. It's an eternal end, a great ending to our life. Amen. Something that we can have in the end, something that will truly fulfill us. Amen. I have hope in a land that's better. I have hope that the soul lives on. I have hope that the sun shines brighter in that land. Amen. There's that song, and I want to tell you that it's so true. If you live a life for God, He makes your life worth living, because when it's all over, there's something at the end. Amen. When it's all finished, when this world is done, when my life is finished, there is something that I can expect. Amen. And that is an eternity with Christ in heaven. Amen. There is nothing else in this world. There is no benefits package at a corporation. There is no secret perks through working through some organization. But let me tell you, when you live through God, when you live a life for God, amen, at the end, there is an eternal blessing. Amen. Nobody else can guarantee you that. No life of sin could ever give you that. But if you will give your all to God, amen, you will get to spend eternity with Him. Amen. We have something to live towards today. Amen. A sinner spends their whole life hoping that they can bring joy and satisfaction now, bringing happiness now, because they know they hope and they pray that there will be nothing to come afterwards, because they know the life they've lived would not warrant a good and great afterlife. Amen. They hope and they pray that there's no hell. But you know what? There is. In the end, there's nothing but destruction for a life of sin. Amen. But if you live your life as a holy and pure saint of God, amen, you live your entire life just hoping and praying for that next thing that is to come. We simply live our lives in an expectancy of what is to come in another life. Amen. You know, people can call us crazy. They can say that we're missing out. They can say that we're just, why they don't understand why we live this way. But you know what? We have something greater to come. We have something greater to look forward to. And if we will but keep on walking, if we will keep on believing what God has for us, amen, we will find happiness and joy and peace in heaven. Amen. I'm so glad that I have something to live for. Amen. You know, this world, they'll go through and they act as if there's no consequences to their actions, because that is what they're hoping for. They're hoping that there's nothing to come afterwards. But let me tell you, friend, there's a holy God in heaven that's going to judge us by our works. Amen. And it is up to us to make the change before we get to that point. Amen. And let me tell you, a life lived for God, there is no greater life that could be lived. Amen. I want to live a life that is made holy, that is made joyous through the grace of God. Amen. You know, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. You know, that song is so good, because, you know, there's so many people in this world, they look at you and they may say, you know, you could do so much more with your life. You could do so much more, you know, if you just work more weekends and you wouldn't go to church. If you dedicate yourself to this, or you walk this way, or live this life. Amen. There's nothing greater. There's nothing more important than a life lived for God. Amen. Let me tell you, friend, if you're not walking that walk, you'll never regret it if you move over to God's side. Amen. Amen. A friend, if you can't stand to get out of bed each morning, If you wake up with dread, and I'm not just talking because you have to go to work, I'm not just talking because you got to get up early, but in your heart, deep in your life, you realize that there's an emptiness and there's something missing in you. And you say, God, I know there has to be more. There has to be something greater than this. Why would I even want to live a life like this? I mean, if you wake up and you feel that way each and every day, let me tell you, it's simply because you have not surrendered to God. Amen. There's Christians today that still live a miserable life because they're not totally committed to the will of God. Amen. Living for Jesus is the greatest thing you can ever have. Amen. There's a story about a man that was going to be hung for his deeds out in England. And he was a wicked criminal. If I remember right, he was a murderer and he killed so many people. And he was there and everybody, if anything, was relieved to see him go. And he was standing there with the noose around his neck, and the priest was standing there reading some scriptures to him as they did the last rites there. And he was kind of just trudging through those verses and just kind of reluctantly saying anything and quietly mumbling it along. And that criminal looked right in that priest's face and said, "You, do you believe what you're saying to me?" And the priest looked at him and said, Yes, I do believe this. I believe this is truth. He said, "If I believed what you were reading," he said, "I would crawl on my hands and knees across all of England on broken glass just to reach one person with that truth." Hey, man, I want to tell you today, this truth that you're being given today, this hope, this peace that is being offered today is worth anything in this world. It's worth any amount of hardship. Hey, man, you can say, "Well, if I live for God, I'm going to miss out on so much." It'll be worth it. And if I live for God, my family's going to think bad of me. It'll be worth it. I mean, if I live for God, I'm going to miss out. I mean, my career might fall or I'm not going to be able to do some of these things that I do. It'll be worth it. Amen. A life lived for God is never a shame. It's never comes as a reproach in the end. Amen. If you give your heart to God, He will make it worth it. Amen. A life for God is made worthwhile. Amen. Let's all stand. Amen. Sister Radcliffe, come to the piano, please. Amen. You know, there's a simple story, and I can tell it to you very quickly, about a man that had everything, about a man that had anything he might possibly want in this whole world. And he lowered himself to that of a peasant so that he could simply see or that he could help and reach out to those that who he came in contact with. Amen. A man that had anything in his power came and made himself nothing but a lowly person like me and you. Amen. He gave his life that those people that he lived with, that those peasants, that those people of no repute could have a little bit more joy, that he could raise them up a little bit higher, that through his life that he lived and through what he did for them, that they might be able just to live a better life. Amen. You know, Jesus came and he died for us. I mean, he was a God that had all things in his hands. I mean, he was God. He had all things. He created the world. He created all that this earth is. And he was willing to lay it all down and come and walk this earth like a humble man, like me and you, like nobody, and make his life a sacrifice, put to death. But it was all so that he could make a way through the sinless life that he lived, being sacrificed. He made a way that you could be cleansed and forgiven of your sins, that you could live a life that is worthwhile. Amen. There is no greater life worth living than that that is dedicated to God. Amen. Let's say a quick prayer. Lord, I ask you today that you would move on us. God, I pray you'd speak to the hearts of one here, Lord, that your will would be done in us. God, I believe you've made a way that we could live a life that is worthwhile. But Lord, we have to choose it for ourselves. God, we have to choose it for ourselves to live that life. God, we can live a life that is beyond the pain and reproach of past actions. Lord, we can live a life that is above, Lord, the things that happen in this world. But Lord, we have to commit ourselves to you. God, deal with one. Friend, if you're here today and you need God to work in your life, I'm not going to ask for every head bowed and every eye closed, but I'm going to ask that you just come. If you look at your life and you say, "Lord, I need you to do something in me. Amen. If you're here and you say, God, I realize that I'm not living the life that you want me to live. Amen. There's no getting away from it. We know it. We realize that our life isn't what an eternal and pure and holy God would want from us. Amen. We look at our lives and we see the reproach that there is in it. Amen. Friend, I'd ask you to raise your hand and I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray that the Lord will give you the strength. Amen. There's one that raised their hand. Amen. I believe there's more. Amen. God is desiring to reach out to you today. Amen. God's desiring to give you a life of joy and satisfaction and peace. Amen. He's created a way for you. Is there another? Oh, God. Amen. Church, let's all come. Those of you that raise your hand, come with us. Come with us. Amen. Let's all pray. Amen. God's made a way for us that we could live a life of happiness and joy. Amen. He's given us a life that comes to an expected end. Amen. He has something for us. Amen. Let's all pray and ask Him to move for us. God, your will.